Page 104. Exercise B. Reading. Read the article. What environmental threats does it address?
Ordinary people with big ideas. Practical strategies to protect the Earth. All around the globe, there are quiet, hard-working people doing what it takes to protect our environment. They are changing minds and attitudes and demonstrating that ordinary people can make a difference. Here are two inspiring stories. Reversing global warming, one tree at a time. Old-growth forests play a key role in keeping the Earth's atmosphere clean. In these forests, most trees are over 100 years old, many even 1,000 years or more. Unfortunately, after centuries of logging, development, pollution, and disease, about 98% of these forests have been destroyed, contributing to global warming. However, David Milarch and Leslie Lee, co-founders of a U.S. environmental group called Archangel Ancient Tree Archive, are doing something to turn things around. Tree experts told him it couldn't be done, but Milarch and his sons, Jared and Jake, have been cloning trees from among more than 60 of the world's best-known, oldest, and largest species, creating exact copies of these ancient trees. These include California's huge redwoods and sequoias, some are 2,000 to 3,000 years old, Ireland's imposing ancient oaks, and Lebanon's historic cedars. Milarch and Lee want people to buy their clone trees and plant them, millions of them. The trees then can produce oxygen, which is good for the environment, absorb carbon, which is bad for the environment, and in some cases, even be used in the manufacture of much-needed medications. Eventually, Milarch hopes to clone over 200 different species and return some of the old-growth forests we have lost through human activity. I'm a workaholic. I work 16 hours a day, 365 days a year, says Milarch. When asked how he wants to be remembered, he says, "He caused us to stop and think and take action." Protecting wildlife by changing minds. Cambodia is experiencing a rise in population and unregulated development, which has been destructive for the environment. More and more inexperienced farmers are taking up agriculture near the edges of Cambodia's forests. Unfortunately for Cambodia's wild Asian elephants, this has caused a conflict with humans. As elephants search for food, they have destroyed farms. In turn, poor and uneducated farmers have killed the elephants to protect their livelihoods. By the early years of the century, the population of elephants had fallen dramatically from about 2,000 to 500. Tui Serifathana, known as Fathana, grew up in the countryside, where he learned to respect both nature and the elephants. After choosing to study forestry, he committed himself to conservation of Cambodia's natural resources. Eventually, working for the country's national parks, he focused his attention on understanding the problems the Cambodian farmers were facing. Fathana realized that the farmers needed to know more about the elephants' migration patterns and how to apply practical solutions for protecting their farms. He helped them build electric fences. He taught them how to use hot chili peppers and other native plants that elephants don't like in order to discourage the animals from eating their crops. He convinced the farmers to organize themselves to guard their farms at night, using fireworks and other loud noises to scare the elephants off. He also helped them improve their farming techniques so they would not have to go farther into the elephants' habitat. Fathana worked to establish community schools to increase literacy and provide wildlife conservation education. And he helped redevelop the cultural pride Cambodians have long had in their elephants. The farmers are now the elephants' greatest protectors. Fathana is now known as Uncle Elephant. There has not been a single killing of a wild Asian elephant since 2005.